This is the Couchcast, a weekly internet radio show where we talk with cool people and discuss great technologies. Listen to all of our shows or subscribe to our podcast feeds online at couchcast.org. This week's show is a bit different. We just attended the Cool WordCamp Utah event and talked with some great people there. One of those was Ash Buckles, a local blogger who spoke in the day about SEO and WordPress. But before he presented, and just after Matt Mullenweg spoke, I asked him how he thought the day was going.
Yeah, I like seeing Matt. This is the third time I've seen him.
Matt Mullenweg?
Yep. And it's just nice to see someone who's so kind of, you know, mellow and can just come in and hang out with us, explain what's going on, and at the same time manage, you know, a global brand. I mean, it's really cool.
You heard Ash mention Matt Mullenweg, who is the co-founder of WordPress and the founder of Automatic Corporation. We interviewed him later in the day. I'll be able to play that here in a second. But it was kind of great that we were able to meet with him. He's definitely very busy, as Tom Allen mentions right here.
Yeah, he was in China last week, I guess.
Yeah, last couple of weeks, actually. Did two WordCamps, one in Beijing and one somewhere else. I can't remember, but world travel. I think he came from China right to Salt Lake. So we're lucky to have him here because there's four other PodCamps happening today, which, you know, could have been any one of those four. But we got him booked earlier, so.
Right, that's awesome. So, Ash, where can people find you online, and do you want to share anything else?
Yeah, you can find me online at my name, ashbuckles.com. You know, I think the rest of the day is going to be great. We've got another 3-4 hours of talks and some really good stuff. We've got really good speakers today. And
Ash is one of them, by the way, doing SEO stuff, talking about SEO.
About SEO tips, getting the blog all SEO-ified and getting everybody you know, a little bit more involved in community, which is kind of an SEO strategy, but it's not really from a spam standpoint like Matt talked about earlier, but more from just building community and getting the strengthening, I guess, really, the conversations online. So,
good stuff. Good luck.
Hey, thanks.
For the rest of the day, it was great. I just interviewed different people that I met. Clint Savage, who you'll hear from in a second. The guys from Crowd Favorite, Alex King and his a couple of guys from his company that were there. Jake Spurlock, who took the time to record all of the video and do everything on Ustream, which was awesome. You can still see those up on Ustream. He'll mention that. And a guy named Lance Willett that I met, he was just sitting next to me. I learned that he lives in an RV full-time and just does web programming, drives all around the country. Quite an interesting lifestyle. And then to round it all out, I did interview Matt Mullenweg, and you'll hear that at the end of the interview. The event was awesome. What's great about WordCamp is it definitely is something anyone can put on. And if you're in a community where you'd like to do a WordCamp, I definitely recommend you try it out. This is our first time. Joseph Scott put it on. He's an employee of Automatic, and he did a great job. It was a really great event. Here's the rest of the interviews.
I'm talking with Clint Savage. Clint, who are you and what do you do?
My name is Clint Savage. Oh, yeah, you said that already.
Yeah.
And I'm the founder of the Utah Open Source Foundation. I work for a company called Guru Labs, and I'm a Linux instructor, so that's what I do for my full-time job, but I prefer coming to conferences and hanging out with you.
So with me, that's so nice of you.
You and
so,
everyone else is here.
And 150 of my best friends. So we're at the WordCamp Utah event, and you're helping out with this. What do you think so far? How's the turnout been?
It's turned out pretty well. We have 102 people so far, and I think we're looking to get about 20 or 30 more people to show up. So they're coming for the afternoon, and some cool speakers looking up. I quite enjoyed the Richard Miller stuff. Is it right? Yeah. Richard Miller, he's pretty awesome. I enjoyed some of the stuff that he showed up. I'm going to try to get him to give me his blog code so I can actually patch it into WordPress.
Hey, nice. That's cool. And then you've just done a conference a little while ago. What was that all about?
Oh, the Utah Open Source Conference. It's basically bringing the best minds in Utah that are interested in open source and sharing it with people who are interested in learning about it and getting people interested in contributing to open source and growing the open source in Utah here. We're looking at making it more of a regional event in the near future, too, so that would be really cool. So I'm excited.
All right, I'm here with the Crowd Favorite guys. We've got Sean and Devin and Alex with Crowd Favorite. They are WordPress. Well, Alex, tell us a little bit more about Crowd Favorite. What do you guys do?
We build cool stuff for the web.
All right. Any specific platform that you use, or just for everything?
Typically PHP. We do a lot of front-end work. We do a lot of WordPress work.
And where are you guys based out of?
We're in Denver, Colorado.
Awesome. Devin, what do you do with CrowdFavorite?
Kind of act as, account manager. So doing a lot of working with the clients and the projects and internal projects and kind of working with that.
Cool. And Sean, what do you do with CrowdFavorite?
Senior code monkey, just anything that needs to get done comes through.
What's a cool project you've been working on lately?
We've had the benefit of working on a project with Dave Pell called Addictomatic, and that's been a whole lot of fun because that's putting a lot of different technologies to use, you know, server side plus all the way up on the client side, and that one's a lot of fun to work on.
That's awesome. What's something that you've been working on recently, Devin?
Well, we just worked kind of on putting together our portfolio for the site. So if you go to CrowdFavorite now, we have the portfolio, and then we also have kind of a secret. It should be out by the time this is, but Carrington is a new theme that we released. So you see that on our WordPress page, and so we've just been, you know, scrambling here to get this ready for WordCamp.
Great. Now, Alex, you're presenting at the end of the day here at WordCamp Utah. What are you going to be talking about, or what should people have found? Anything else you want to share about CrowdFavorite?
Well, I'm going to be talking about plugin development, but like Devin mentioned, we've been working hard to get the Carrington theme ready for release here, and that's one of the things I'm really excited about because it's sort of a revolutionary way of creating themes. And it, I think it's going to be a really big deal for WordPress developers. So we're going to be announcing that as well. And
Tom's giving thumbs up.
Yeah, so we were all up until 7:30 this morning getting all of our ducks in a row for this presentation. So with the lack of sleep, we're pretty sure that we're going to enjoy the presentation, but we're not really so much sure about other people.
All right, well, we'll just have to see about that. Thanks a lot, you guys.
Thank you.
This is Rob Merrill. I'm talking with Lance Willett. Who are you? Where are you from?
From Tucson, Arizona, originally. Recently sold my house and now live full-time in an RV. Travel around the country and web developer. Focus mainly on PHP development and front-end, simple, easy-to-use, web standards-based sites.
So Lance is just here at the WordCamp Utah and heard about it because you're just traveling around the country. Is that right?
I saw it through Alex King's blog and also through Matt Mullenweg's blog. And always wanted to go to WordCamp. I love the atmosphere here, the geeking out aspect I don't get enough of as a freelancer. So it's perfect just to be in a room with a bunch of other people like me and learn something new.
Thanks for talking with us, Lance.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you.
Talking with Jake Spurlock at the end of the WordCamp Utah event. Jake was doing all of the video streaming and everything. Jake, what was your setup like here?
Well, it wasn't the simplest thing I've ever done, but it wasn't the most complicated either. I took two cameras, ran them into two separate computers, and basically set up a Ustream.tv stream of the show. And the cool thing with Ustream is I was actually able to add one stream into the other so I could switch back and forth between my two cameras on my main stream.
That was pretty awesome.
Pretty cool. So we could have our one camera on our projector on the display of what the presenter was presenting on, which is kind of redundant, but not entirely. And then the second camera to stay on the presenter. So, you know, a little different from just a head-on during the headlights shot, but, you know, the third added element was I was able to use a program called Cam Twist, and so I was actually able to put titles, like lower thirds, you know, so when Tom Allen got up and talked about podcasting, I had his name, so in future reference, when somebody goes back, they can get little visual cues to what they're watching. So kind of just a fun little added thing.
Now, how did you get the video feed from the camera into the computer? What did you use?
Just a FireWire cable, simple FireWire connection.
Into some Macs, yeah, right?
Yeah, I brought my iMac with me, a portable computer, and my MacBook Pro. So, yep, just two Macs.
And you had a sound, looked like a sound mixer there, too. Was that just for audio feeds?
Uh-huh. So I took a set of condenser microphones that were up on the podium. I wasn't able to patch into the house audio, so I had to do my own. So a couple condenser microphones up on the podium, and then I also had shiny toy guns looping off of my MacBook Pro. So whenever we went into break, I would turn up the music and pull down my microphones, and just so there was some music to feed in while everybody was waiting for the next speaker.
Awesome. Where can people find these videos now that the show is over?
Ustream.tv/channels/wordcamp-tv or at my blog, jakesburlock.com.
Jakesburlock.com.
Thanks, guys.
All right, we're talking with Matt Mullenweg, CEO of WordPress. Matt, is that your title?
I am actually the co-founder of WordPress and a founder of Automattic.
Awesome. And you've been traveling quite a lot. You're here at the Utah WordCamp. Just finished. Long day for you.
It was a wonderful, wonderful event.
And then where have you been in the last little while? I know you've been all around the world.
So most recently I was in China. There were WordCamps in both Beijing and Shanghai. And before that I was in the Philippines, where there was a WordCamp in Manila and Davao.
Wow. What's that like for you to be traveling around the world and seeing the adoption of WordPress like that?
It's pretty amazing and very humbling as well that these whole communities, especially in China, very little English. The entire conference, except for my talk, was in Chinese. So, I'm looking around and there's a room, 200 people talking in a different language about some software that I've worked on, and that's kind of neat.
What are some of the things that you want people to take away from, what do you want WordPress to become? Maybe 5 years from now, what do you think?
Well, I think the coolest thing about these events is that people get more involved with the community. I mean, you meet the other folks around, and that's really ultimately where I think where we're going to be in 5 years, is that you'll have a lot more participation from folks. But right now, maybe it's 1 in 1,000 people participate. Maybe in a couple of years it'll be 1 in 100, and there'll be more ways to participate, whether it's telling friends or helping out or making videos or doing podcasts or something like that. I mean, there's a million different ways that people have unique talents can sort of contribute back to the commons of WordPress, and that's kind of neat, because that's what makes me really excited, helping other folks do things and helping that, enabling whatever their passion is, and to the extent that they give anything back around that passion, that's great. It benefits everyone.
What's something that being involved with WordPress has done that you just really never thought possible?
Well, the travel, definitely. I didn't travel much, if at all, most of my life. And then the past couple of years, I've really been jet setting around. In fact, I'm about to have to get an extension to my passport. I've used it all up.
That's good. Anything else you want to share with people about what they should be watching for from Automattic or WordPress in the next little bit?
Sure. I mean, we've got, from WordPress and WordPress.com, we've got a big new version coming out in November, and that's going to be a lot of the things I talked about today with the new interface, new functionality. It should be a lot faster to use. And that's really where a lot of the company is focused right now. We have other folks working on other things. Like, for example, we acquired Atensa Bay last week, so we're going to be integrating a lot of those features. We have a number of developments around BuddyPress and BBPress and all these sort of different things. And, should be pretty neat. Should be very exciting.
Good. If people want to follow you online, where should they look?
Everywhere. On Twitter, my name is Photomat, PHOTOMATT. My blog is MA.TT. And, I'm Photomat on Doppler as well, so you can sort of keep a track of where in the world I am.
Matt, thanks a lot for your time.
My pleasure.
Well, that pretty much wraps it up. It was a great day. It was a great event. Lots of great people. It was like the most unbelievable tweet up I've ever seen. I'm really excited for the next WordCamp Utah. Don't forget to check out the videos online at ustream.tv or at Jake Spurlock's website that he mentioned. I realized in recording this that Lance Willett wasn't able to share his URL. It's simpledream.net if you're looking for a freelance web developer. He might be exactly what you're looking for. I want to thank Joseph Scott for letting us come to the event and to wander around carte blanche with our recorder. Tom Allen and Matthew Reinbold, my co-hosts with the Couchcast, and all of the people who participated in making the show, Clint and Ash and everyone else who was willing to let me talk to them. Matt Mullenweg and Alex King and the guys from Crowd Favorite were awesome. It was a really great event. I'm looking forward to the next one. Don't forget that the Couchcast is not a brilliant money-making scheme. If you like our show, we're not making a lot of money off of it. It does cost us a little bit, and a great way you can support us is just by telling other people about us, forwarding our links, or at least linking back to our website. It's couchcast.org. Appreciate your help, and thanks for listening. Today's track for the outro music is called Lately by the band Orange Park. It's from the album Songs from the Unknown. You can find it at podcastnyc.net. It seems it